No, we're going to have a short class, and then Maariv, and then there's a Zoom class. Okay, the din is like this. The middle of eating, the Gemara says, a masich in besuda. You're not allowed to talk while you're eating. I feel a bit divrei Torah. Even words of Torah, you're not allowed to talk. Why? Because the Gemara says, the food pipe and the windpipe, like this, if you're going to talk, so then the windpipe will be open, you're eating, so the food will go down the windpipe instead of the food pipe, and God forbid you can come to sakana. Therefore, it says in Halacha that even if somebody sneezes while you have food in your mouth, you're not allowed to say, Gesundheit, bless you, or whatever else the person would say. But between courses, or when you're not eating, then there's a mitzvah to, you know, like it says in Pigav, Shnayim Shachlo, Shulchan Nech V'Lam Lov Divrei Torah. You need to have Torah during the meal. Also, people say during the week, Al Naris Bovel, and some people, the day of No Tachni, and say Shir Amalis. Okay, now, what happens if there's a number of people eating at a table? Now, bring down a communal dish. Who goes first? Well, in Halach it says that Hagadol Peshi Yodet Chila, the oldest or the most respected. Gadol can mean in age, it can mean in knowledge, it can mean in greatness, it can mean, not this way. No, not in the weight. No.
But usually the one in the weight is the one
that's he takes the whole thing.
No,
so
he gets astonished.
Okay. Anyway, and whoever takes before the gadol, so to speak, they call the gargaren. The gargaren is like a fresser, you know, a derogatory word for a person that... Next. Now, you're allowed to use bread for different usages as long as it doesn't become disgusting. For instance, I mean, you could take a piece of challah or bread and dip it into a dip or something like that because that's eating. But like it says, you shouldn't lean a bowl on top of a piece of bread because the bowl might leak or, you know, something may fall out of it and it'll go on the bread and the bread will become disgusting. And that you're not allowed to do because bread is considered the staple of all foods. And therefore you can't have in any way that bread should become disgusting. We mentioned in the past, there was a time, many places were doing it, but they were doing it in L.A. They used to have these bowls made out of bread and they would put soup in it. Remember the time? Now, officially, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to eat the soup and the bread. The pearl, nobody ate the bread.
I did.
You did. Every rule has an exception.
You're the exception.
Yeah, but most people, as you noticed, I'm sure didn't. And what happened was they ended up throwing out a lot of bread because he couldn't. The bread became a little soft, whatever. So the Rabbanim in the city got together and they were telling the caterers, you can't do it anymore. It's Mamish Baltashchis. No, you're wasting all that, but so they don't do it anymore.
You're sitting on a table, and let's say the person is always at the end of the table, you're allowed to take bread, and like, not pass it to them.
You cannot allow to throw bread. That we learned the other day. Okay, after. The